Today we continue with lesson number 20 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. We continue in the sixth perek with Mishnah, Beis, and Gimel. Second and third Mishnayos is the sixth perek. The sixth perek is entitled Kisui Hadam, and yesterday we learned the introduction to this mitzvah, where the pasuk tells us that if a person encounters a chaya, an animal, chaya usually means a wild animal like a deer, or oaf, or any type of bird, chicken, duck, whatever, and shechts it, he must cover the blood that was spilled through the shechita with ofor, with earth. Suppose the animal was killed, but the shechita did not render it permissible to eat. Hashochet v'nimtzo treifo. Person who shechts a chaya or an oaf, and lo and behold, the animal is a treifo, has a hole in its esophagus, a missing liver, and therefore the animal is not kosher to eat, so the shechita did not accomplish a heter achila. If a person shechts an animal, a chaya or an oaf, for idol worship, in which case the animal is osur bahano, you cannot derive any benefit from it. Or if a person shechts a chaya or an oaf, a chaya by definition is chulin, chaya can't be a korban, or an oaf, a yona or a tor, are brought for karbonos, but suppose this animal has not been consecrated, and one shechts it inside the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, in which case we have already studied, already learned, this is osur bahano. V'kotshim bachutz, of course this cannot apply to a chaya, because a chaya, a deer, etc., cannot be kodeshim. However, birds can be kodeshim. Suppose a person has an olas ha'of or a chatas ha'of and shechts it bachutz, outside the temple courtyard, or chaya va'of haniskolim, if the chaya or of killed a person and it was ruled that they have to be stoned because they're guilty of killing a human being, and at that point they become osur bahano, forbidden to have benefit. Shor haniskal is not just an ox. A shor haniskal can be a bird or a chaya as well. In all these cases, the shechita is a shechita she'eino ru'uya. The shechita did not accomplish its purpose of rendering the meat kosher to eat. Rabbi Meir mechayev. Rabbi Meir holds shechita she'eino ru'uya shemo shechita. And therefore, these situations of the treifa, of the avodah zorah, etc., do require kisui hadam. V'chachomim potrim. The chachomim say no. Shechita she'eino ru'uya is not a shechita. Not a shechita does not require kisui. The only situation in which kisui is required is if a shechita was performed which rendered the animal kosher to eat. Because after all, the pasuk says, "Asher yotzud seid chaya o'of asher yeyocheil," and this shechita did not end up in asher yeyocheil. And the halacha is like the chachamim. In the previous perek, in perek 5, in the case of Oso v'Yespeno, we had a similar machlokas between Rab Shimon and the chachamim, whether or not shechita she'enu ruya is shechita. And there the Chachamim held, like Rab Meir holds in this Mishnah, that Shechita She'eino Ru'uya is Shmo Shechita. How can it be that the Chachamim by Yosef over Yespeno, they said Shechita She'eino Ru'uya Shmo Shechita, and the person who shechts in the various conditions listed in this Mishnah would not be allowed to shecht the animal or the mother of the first animal, which was a tray for shechted for Yavodah Zorah, etc.? And here the Chachamim say the opposite. Shechita she'en ru'uyom. Here the Chachamim say is not considered a shechita, and is exempt from Kisui Hadam. So the Gemara explains that the Chachomim in our Mishnah are following Rabbi Shimon, who holds Shechita She'ena Re'uya is that who holds Shechita She'ena Re'uya is not considered a Shechita, is not Shechita. And the Chachomim in that Mishnah, the Mishnah by Yosef Yespino, is following Rab Meir, who holds Shechita She'ena Re'uya, Shmo Shechita. And the reason is, says the Gemara, quote, Ro Rebbe Devorov Sherabi Meir Bioso Vyespino, that Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi, the redactor, the editor, so to speak, of the Mishnayos, he preferred the opinion of Rabbi Meir when it comes to Oso Vyespino, namely, that Shechito She'ena Re'uya, Shmo Shechito, and therefore by Oso Vyespino, if the first animal was shechted and turned out to be a trefa, or was shechted for Avodah Zorah, etc., the list in our Mishnah, you would not be allowed to slaughter the shecht, the child or mother of that first animal, because Shechita She'ena Re'uya, Shmo Shechita, for the purposes of Yosef Vyespino. Vishonao Beloshon Chachomim, says the Gemara. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi, the editor of the Mishnah, back in the previous Perek 5, recorded the opinion of Rab Meir in the attributing it to the Chachomim at large, so that that opinion would prevail. However, continues the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi preferred Shel Rabbi Shimon Bekisui Hadam, with reference to our case of Kisui Hadam, he preferred the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, namely, Sheshchito She'en Ruyo L'Ein Shmo Shechito, and therefore does not require Kisui Hadam, Vishono B'Loshon Chachomim. And that's why in this Mishnah, the Rebbe attributes the opinion that exempts Sheshchito She'en Ruyo from Kisui Hadam to the Chachomim at large, so that that opinion would prevail. The Mishnah continues, Hashochet, if a person shechts a chaya or oaf, v'nisnablo biyodo, and something goes wrong with the shechita itself, for example, there's a shehiyah, he stops in the middle of the shechita for a certain amount of time, which we studied earlier, and then continues, so there's an interruption in the flow, back and forth flow of the shechita, that's called a shehiyah. Or in the middle of the shechita, there's a drosa. Instead of a back and forth slicing motion, there's a pressure downward, in which case the behema becomes a nevela. Or hanocher, if the animal was killed not through shechita, but was stabbed or something. V'hama'aker, or its vital organs were ripped out, making it a nevela. Potom malachasos. Even Rab Meir holds. Rab Meir says a proper shechita, which is a shechita, but it's eino re'uyo because the animal turned out to be a trefa, or the shechita was of a for avodah zara, whatever. It's a shechita according to Rab Meir, and therefore requires kisui hadam according to Rab Meir. However, if it's not even a shechita, if an animal is hit by a truck and killed, there's no requirement even according to Rab Meir of kisui hadam. Continuing now into Mishnah Gimel. What about the shechita of a minor, or a cheresh or a shota, a person who is not a ben das, an imbecile, or a child, or a deaf mute? So is that a shechita with reference to kisui hadam and also with reference to oso v'yespino? So the Mishnah says, cheresh shota v'koton sheshochatu v'acherim roim osom. If a cheresh shota v'koton, who are not considered b'nei das, are supervised by others in the shechita, which, as we learned in the very first Mishnah of Maseches Chulin, is a kosher shechita, chayovim lechasos, then there is a requirement of kisui hadam on the shechita performed by a cheresh shota v'koton. Who has to do the kisui hadam? Obviously the supervisors, who are adults, because the chereshot of a katan are exempt from mitzvos, and you can't require them to do a kisui hadam. Beinon levein atzmon. But suppose the chereshot of a katan shechted an animal without adult supervision, no one was watching them. Piturim milachasos. So then even a person who sees that blood lying exposed on the floor does not have to perform a kisui hadam, because he can assume that that pshchita done by a cheresh or tov katan unsupervised was probably not done properly. The animal is therefore a nevela and therefore exempt from kisui hadam. V'chein l'inyan oso v'es b'no. The same principle applies in the case of oso v'es b'no. That if a cheresh or tov katan sheshochatu v'acherim ro'on oson, if they shechted under adult supervision, so the shechita is kosher, also lishchot achareihem, then you are not permitted to then next shecht in the same day the offspring or the mother of that child that was shechted by a cheresh or tov katan. Beinon levein atzmon. However, if a cheresh or tov katan shechted unsupervised, Rav Meir matir lishchot achareihem. Rav Meir feels that that shechita is nothing, because it's done by a cheresh out of a katan, we can assume it's not a shechita, and therefore it's not a shechita. You can shecht the offspring or the mother in the same day. V'chachamim osrim. The chachamim disagree, and they say you can't, because who knows? Maybe the cheresh out of a katan, granted it was unsupervised, but maybe they shechted properly. This is not only a machlokes, of course, by also the yespeno, but this is a machlokes by kisui hadam too, that according to the chachomim, even shochatu beinom levein atzmon, if a cheresh shota v'katan shechted unsupervised, they would be chayev lechasos, because perhaps even though they were unsupervised, they shechted properly. Umodim, however, the chachomim agree sheim shochat she'eino sofek es arboim. If first a cheresh or tov katan shechted unsupervised, and then someone else went and shechted the mother or the offspring of that child, yes, he shouldn't have done it, but if he did it, eino sofek es arboim. He will not receive malchus because of the love of oso v'es b'no, because it's a sofek. Maybe they did shecht properly, maybe they didn't. On the tzad that maybe they did shecht properly, if he came and asked a shayla, we will say, don't shecht today, wait till tomorrow. However, if he did go and shecht, so then we think, well, maybe the shechita was not a proper shechita, in which case it's an avela, in which case there's no malchus for oso v'yespino. And the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that it is even permissible l'chatchila to shecht after the shechitas cheresh shota v'koton, Beinon levein atzmon, unsupervised. And so we have finished Mishnah Gimel, and the process have concluded lesson number 20 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin.